Introduction to affiliate inventory. Anyone who has their own products needs affiliates to promote those products. Trying to do it all on your own is never going to get you the same level of results you could get if you have a significant number of active affiliates promoting your products. Even if you were a super affiliate with a massive email list of your own, you still couldn't possibly hope to have the same reach as you would with other people promoting you. There is no one in existence who has the ability to reach every potential customer in the world completely on their own. It simply isn't possible. This report will teach you the basics of building a huge army of affiliates to promote your products, and how to motivate them and keep them motivated so they will continue to promote your products on a regular basis. You'll also learn powerful strategies to stay in contact with affiliates and to extract from them their best possible efforts time and time again. Following these strategies, you will be able to skyrocket your product sales more than you ever thought possible, and you'll be glad you took the time and effort to build your own army of affiliate infantry men and women, centralizing your affiliate program. One of the most important things you can do is to centralize your affiliate programs into one location. That means you should consolidate all of your products into one, easy-to-use location so people can find and promote many different products rather than just one. Here's an example, www.makecommissions.com/blog/. If you visit the site and click the products link, you will see there are multiple products to promote. They are easily found in this one central location, which means people can more easily promote several products, whereas if they had to visit several sites for individual products, they wouldn't be as likely to promote more than one. There are many benefits to a centralized affiliate program, such as 1. Easier for affiliates to find products to promote. 2. Most affiliates prefer promoting multiple products from a single, trusted source. 3. Easier for affiliates to find promotional material. 4. Easier for you to stay in touch with affiliates about product launches. 5. Easier to run contests and promotions. These are just a few reasons why it makes sense to centralize your affiliate program. There are many, many more. It just makes sense every way you look at it. Centralizing your affiliate program. One of the most important things you can do is to centralize your affiliate programs into one location. That means you should consolidate all of your products into one, easy-to-use location so people can find and promote many different products rather than just one. Here's an example. http://www.makecommissions.com/blog/. If you visit the site and click the products link, you will see there are multiple products to promote. They are easily found in this one central location, which means people can more easily promote several products, whereas if they had to visit several sites for individual products, they wouldn't be as likely to promote more than one. There are many benefits to a centralized affiliate program, such as 1. Easier for affiliates to find products to promote. 2. Most affiliates prefer promoting multiple products from a single, trusted source. 3. Easier for affiliates to find promotional material. 4. Easier for you to stay in touch with affiliates about product launches. 5. Easier to run contests and promotions. These are just a few reasons why it makes sense to centralize your affiliate program. There are many, many more. It just makes sense every way you look at it. Building an affiliate mailing list. Most people have a mailing list for customers/buyers, or at least they know they should. However, one thing many people overlook is the necessity of building a mailing list of affiliates. Having a list of affiliates who are ready and waiting to promote anything you launch is extremely beneficial. It's beneficial for them, as well, because everyone wants to be in on pre-launch promotions. People are actually more likely to sign up to an affiliate mailing list than to a general mailing list, because they truly want to be informed of upcoming launches. If your products are of great quality, and you provide great promotional material, you won't have trouble keeping affiliates interested. However, finding those affiliates in the first place can be a little tricky. Perhaps the best way to locate affiliates is by hanging out where affiliates hang out. In the internet marketing world, that happens to be the various internet marketing forums for the most part. Sites like www.forums.digitalpoint.com, www.warriorforum.com, www.wickedfire.com. It might be a little harder if you're in another field, but there are forums in most major niches, and you can also find affiliates who promote niche markets on any internet marketing forum. Here are a few other ways to locate affiliates. 1. Visit Facebook pages in the niche and ask if there are any affiliates interested in promoting a product in that niche. 2. Ask for referrals. Many people wouldn't think of referring people to your affiliate program. It wouldn't even cross their mind. But reminding your current affiliates to do so may bring in some new affiliates. 3. Find popular blogs and websites in the niche and contact the owners. You can try to find their contact information through Whois, but if it is private or you get no response, leave a comment on their blog or look for a contact form. 4. Advertise in industry magazines, especially trade magazines. Even brick-and-mortar business owners might be able to promote your affiliate program through something like redirecting a domain and giving out the URL on flyers in their place of business. Once you have a mailing list built, even if it is only a handful of people, be sure to email them regularly. Don't spam, but keep in touch every week or two in order to remind them of you and encourage them to continue promoting you. You can email them with information about upcoming product launches, discounts, coupon codes they can offer their customers, and even when you add new promotional material, contests for product launches. One way to greatly increase the results you see from affiliates is to offer contests for every new product launch. This is almost guaranteed to bring more affiliates on board, because everyone likes to be recognized for their efforts. Monetary rewards. If you don't have a lot of money to purchase prizes, you can be creative with your contest. Instead of choosing specific prizes for top sellers, which is very general, and could end up being only a couple of sales if you don't get any big affiliates, increase your specificity. For example, instead of saying the top affiliate gets an iPad, state it this way. Out of all affiliates who earn at least $3,000 in commissions, a drawing will be held to win a brand new 64GB iPad. This way, you're guaranteed to be able to afford to purchase the prize, because even if you only have one affiliate, if they don't earn at least $3,000 in commissions, they won't qualify. Depending on the prize, commission percentage, etc., you will need to adjust the minimum commissions required to qualify to be certain you can afford the prize, obviously. Now, this will discourage smaller affiliates, so you'll also want to include special promotions just for those people. One way to do that is by offering a bonus for every so many sales. For example, for every 5 sales an affiliate makes, he will receive an extra bonus commission. In other words, if an affiliate earns $10 per sale, whenever he makes $50 in commissions, he will actually earn $60. You might also offer smaller prizes that you could afford no matter what, like small denomination gift cards from Amazon, Best Buy, etc. Non-monetary rewards. These kinds of bonuses keep affiliates motivated, but don't forget that sometimes non-monetary rewards can be just as effective as monetary ones. This is especially true for affiliates that already make good money. Sometimes just seeing one's name on a list of top affiliates can give one a sense of accomplishment. It feels good to be recognized. It feels even better to be appreciated. Offering a few non-monetary incentives like a list of top performers is another very good way to motivate affiliates, and it won't cost you anything other than a little time to create the list. Ongoing contests for motivation. In addition to contests for product launches, you should also consider holding ongoing contests that will keep affiliates motivated to promote your products in between launches. One problem many product owners experience is the temporary nature of product launches. They experience a huge rush of sales in the beginning, and then the rush slows quickly to a mere trickle, or even nothing at all. Fortunately, you can help turn your products into perpetual cash machines by offering ongoing contests that are designed to keep affiliates interested so they'll continue promoting your products long after the initial launch. Contests could be monetary or non-monetary. They could be based on the top affiliates, or on random affiliates. These types of contests motivate two entirely different types of affiliates. Those that reward the top affiliates will motivate super affiliates, because they will feel confident of their ability to win. They will also tend to be more competitive, because they won't want to be outdone by their competition. After all, they have a reputation to maintain. The last thing they will want is to be the number 5 seller and have their competitors outsell them. However, those types of contests may actually demotivate smaller affiliates. They may feel jealous, or like you don't appreciate their efforts. They may actually stop promoting you altogether. You may not care about one sale here and there, but remember, those sales add up. If you have 100 small affiliates selling a copy or two each week, it can be a lot of money over time.